Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Texmaco Rail and Engineering Limited Q3 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Nuvama Group. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parvez Akhtar Qazi from Nuvama Group. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, friends. On behalf of the Nuvama Group, I welcome you all to the Q3 FY24 conference call of Texmaco Rail and Engineering. Today, we have with us from the management side Mr. Indrajit Mukherjee, Executive Director and Vice Chairman of the company, Mr. Sudhir Mukherjee, Managing Director of the company, and Mr. Hemant Bhawani, Chief Financial Officer of Texmaco Rail. I would now hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Parvez, this is Indrajit Mukherjee. Good morning, and I wish to welcome all our well-wishers and the investors for this call. I would also like to thank you for sparing your time to discuss business with us. I also would like to admit that you all are our very valuable partners, and all our inspirations on business come from all of you, and we would be very happy if we can satisfy or if we can meet your expectations. We continuously strive to do the same thing. So we had a quarter which we ended on our quarter that ended on December 2023. So we had a board meeting in which our unaudited results were cleared by the board of directors. As you would see, because we have already published the results in the national dailies as well as we informed the stock exchange, that you would see that we have an increased growth on the sales turnover by somewhere at about 12%, and the profit before tax has gone up to the extent of about 45%-50%. Now, I'm happy to report that these are all happened because of, firstly, because we touched record productions of wagons. It's the best ever that we had seen in the recent past from our multiple workshops, multiple manufacturing facilities which we have in Kolkata. We also have been able to work on the cost. Of course, the cost reduction is an ongoing exercise. So I think the first touch of it and the first reflection of it is also coming up in our financial results. In addition to our QIP, which allowed us to raise funds, and that made us to retire about 200 crore of high-cost debt. So that's the I must also admit that the impact of that cost reduction isn't too high in this quarter because our QIP process was finished only in the end of December. So the impact that we got is only for one month, that is, for the month of January. So this is what as we have done now, and I think I should spend a little more time in looking at the future as we see before I would request my esteemed colleagues to chip in and say their views and answer to the various queries. I think the future looks very good, and if you look at the macro level, the investment in the rail segment is somewhere close to about 2.4 lakh crore. That has been the investment budgeted, and I think about a very large amount of that is getting invested, which is very good news that whatever the Government of India and the Ministry of Railways have announced are allocated as budget, and it is getting invested, which really means that capital is getting formed in the and that's a very good sign for us. The second thing that we see that this is going to continue in order to keep pace with the growth of GDP target that the country has. Now, out of this 2.4 lakhs, which is the yearly budget for the whole year that the railways have allocated to for Indian Railway, a substantial portion is coming in the zone or in the domain where we operate. So it's a question of really making it to operate with skills, with efficiency, and with also effectiveness. So we promised during our last call, as well as when we had gone to our investors in December, that we have a strategy which has got two prongs. One is the strategy on the short and medium term. In the short and medium term, we have decided that we should like to get the best value, extract the best value out of the places, out of the areas where our competencies are the best. When I say this, I would say that Texpaco has been in operations for the last 70 years, making wagons for the last 70 years. And we know that we have a very strong competencies in the building of wagons, in the design, in the development for newer generations of wagons. So we decided that we'll concentrate. We'll concentrate on where we excel. But then this also gave rise to other benefits. And these benefits are, if you want to make wagons, you need lots of components. For example, we need the foundry, the casting items. We need other mechanical components. So we decided that we should be moving into this area and deep dive to get the best value out of our foundry. So we expanded our foundry capacity marginally, and we also marginally made whatever was possible to debottleneck our foundry operations. We have gone up our capacity by 20%. We also are very strongly looking at the other component business, which could be for India as well as it could be for exports. So that's a new strategic business unit has been formed, which is going to look after only the components. And we see the future to be excellently good. So this is what we have decided to do as far as the immediate medium-term exercise, because we strongly believe that the allocations on freight movement will keep on going up. This budget is one of the pointers which have said that three more dedicated freight corridors are going to come up. And when that comes up, you need more wagons. And now advanced wagons, the wagons which can carry more load, which can reduce the carbon footprint. And I'm happy to say that we are very strongly, we have revamped our design and development group to work in this direction. And I could also say that we are talking to some of the international majors also to see how we could improve our wagon designs and cost of manufacturing, etc. So that's the medium term. In the longer term, as you would see that out of this 2.4 lakh crores, which is the allocated budget, a substantial part of it is going for commuter mobility, which is really the mobility of the passenger movements, be it Vande Bharat, be it urban transportation in terms of metro or the light metro, which has been announced in this yesterday's budget. There has been an indication of that from Honorable Finance Minister's speech. So with all this together, we feel that that's an area which cannot be left behind. But we want to move to that area having been properly prepared. We just don't want to be a player just going in without bringing in much value. So some actions are also going on in this direction. And hopefully our team will be very happy to announce to you that in course of time, our entry plan into the commuter mobility. Having said this, I would once again would like to thank all our investors who have had belief in us, who all have a trust in us to make us to grow. And I must say that you are the inspiration based on which we work. With this, I would like to hand over to the team, which is Sudipto, whom we are very happy to have. Sudipto, he comes with a wealth of knowledge in the industry, in the freight car industry, and also with Hemant Bhuvania, who is an energetic CFO, I think one of the youngest CFOs that Texpaco ever had. And that usefulness of ours and our instantaneous responses, I think I strongly believe will take us forward. Thank you very much. May I now open the forum for questions? Any questions that come to your mind, we will try to be honest. We have always been honest to respond. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one. The first question is from the line of Piyush Bora from Stamba Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, please.
Yes. First of all, thank you so much for the good set of numbers. I have three questions. Now, as per the deviation report, working capital requirement was 250 crore. Does the increasing this amount will reduce your short-term borrowing? This is my first question.
Yeah. So, good morning, Piyush. So, to reply to this, yeah, you are absolutely right. While we were on road, we had committed that our working capital requirement would be 250 crores. And 250 crores would be for high-cost debt, reduction of high-cost debt. 100 was for CapEx and 150 was for general corporate purpose. So we wish to make a statement that as of December, 200 crores of high-cost borrowing has already been paid, and the balance 50, if you ask, as on date, has already been cleared. So the commitment of 250 we have honored. Out of the working capital requirement of 250, we have drawn till date around 180 crores for reduction in creditors, inventory, and making the working capital more smooth. And the balance amount is still lying with us.
Okay, and could you please give the breakup for general corporate purpose amount of 132 crore? Means what is going to cover under that?
So, as we told earlier, that this general corporate purpose would be primarily for investment in our joint venture companies. We have three joint venture companies, 2X, Nimwar, and WebTech. And this apart, there might be some ups and downs in capex on working capital, so we have kept a buffer for that.
Okay. That's good. Now, my second question is regarding your Hindalco JV. Could you please put some light on that? Because I have read this in our annual report, and the same data is also available in Hindalco. Hindalco, I guess, I have the corporate announcement for that, but we don't have any. That's why, could you please throw some light on that?
Hi viewers, this is Sudipto here. So this understanding was done for co-promoting new technology wagons and of course also for the passenger mobility, how to introduce aluminium and how to have eco-friendly solutions around. So having said so, it requires an ecosystem to be built in. And both the companies are working together. So in the suitable time, we will get to know. It is too early to comment on that exactly when it can be launched. But the working is on.
So do you have any number of total market for that?
I'm sorry, I do not have any number to have that, but I can give you a premise that on which we thought of doing this and what is the relevance of it. If you see that with the growth trajectory of bringing down the logistic cost through railways, and railway is also looking for new technology wagons where the pay to tear ratio of the freight rolling stock is better and it is upgraded than what we have today, because normally majority of the rolling stocks were historically of mild steel, and then we introduced some rolling stocks with stainless steel, and of course aluminium may be a very good solution in certain product specific transportation, and of course as you know the life cycle cost would be much lesser. So it is more on a futuristic kind of a technology sphere which we are looking into through this understanding in the freight as well as in the passenger mobility.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask questions, you may press star and one. The next question is from Rahul Jain from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible? Hello?
Yeah, Rahul. Good morning.
Yeah. Sir, congratulations on a good set of numbers. I have few questions. So my first one will be, what is the scope of work?
Rahul, if you can be a bit loud, please.
Yeah, this is perfect.
Yeah, better. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, sir, my first question will be, what is the scope of work in passenger rail side do we do, and what can be the opportunity for us on this passenger side? And again, what are the long-term plan for this business?
So to answer you straight, that yes, the company is actively considering, but for us the thought process is more into the entering into the ecosystem of this first, because there is a huge growth and huge traction towards the growth of the passenger mobility. But if you say that our understanding is that we are largely dependent on a global supply chain, and which may not be in real terms in a proper ratio in terms of the requirement of the rolling stocks. So our focus and would be primarily to enter into that segment first, and gradually of course we have certain other understandings with few global majors also. So we will wait for this suitable time to get into.
Can I just chip in, Sudipto, if you allow me? Rahul, this is Indrajit Mukherjee. We are taking a very systematic, disciplined approach towards our migration or towards diversifying our business to passenger mobility. So in this, there are a few elements which are essential for bringing value to this. And these elements are in bits and pieces. For example, you need to do certain things on engineering, electronics, car body shells, etc., etc. And we have the general competency, but we are at this point of time are developing our specific competencies in these areas. And that's what we are doing right now. Now, once we do that, we ourselves will attract the global companies to come to us. Instead of we go and approaching them, they'll come to us, because everyone in this world knows that in the passenger mobility, that India's investment is one of the largest in the world, which could run into something like, I would reckon will be in the range of 1.5 lakhs crore of crores, which in some terms I can say it's something like 20-30 times the GDP of some countries. So people, all the global majors, whoever are not present, are interested. They also tell us, but in order to make them to be more attractive, we are looking at these elements. And that's why Sudipto had mentioned that this disciplined approach is not an endless process. We will come to a conclusion and we'll tie up things quite quickly. And we definitely will keep our investors informed of that. And that's the time we will be ready for entry, because I think there are lots of rooms for more players to come and play. But we have to play profitably. So that's what we don't want to get to a situation without with a doubt that we may not make sufficient money, because return on investment is something which is number one in our mind.
Sure, sir. So what I collect is that whatever you do on the passenger side will be more with the global tie-ups, what usually happens in the industry, so that the things are readily available. Is my understanding correct?
To some extent correct, because we also need global support, otherwise there is the vendors will not simply buy someone to make metro trains who doesn't have experience. So obviously there will be certain qualifications, there are certain amount of requirements in the qualifications from the buyer side, and we have to satisfy them. And that's the reason I mentioned that we decided to move with all the arms and ammunition in our possession, so that we will be one of the suppliers of choice to the vendors.
Sure.
But no, I'm sorry, I meant wrongly. I didn't mean vendors, I meant customers.
Sir, my second question will be, so after paying off the debt and also utilizing working capital money from QIP, how much interest cost should we expect in Q4 as well as full year of FY25?
So Rahul, you see, we will be in this year, financial year 24, we'll be repaying the total debt, high cost debt of 250 crores as was committed. And this was borrowed at somewhere around 12 to 14% interest. So on an average, you see that there would be a net saving of around 30 to 35 crores in terms of interest finance cost next financial year.
So total 30 to 35 crore interest cost will be there, right?
Finance cost, yeah. Savings and account of finance cost.
Okay. Sir, my third question is, can you give how many wagons did we produce in Q3 and what was the peak production during the quarter or till date? And also, what is the production target for Q4 and the coming year, that is FY25?
To answer you, Rahul, Q3 we produced 1756 number of wagons. And we were 750 wagons plus in a typical month-to-month basis, what we committed earlier also. And in the coming quarter, I mean, you can expect a growth of around 30% on the wagon production. And this trajectory of growth will, of course, continue to the extent anything beyond 1,000 per month.
So that will happen by mid FY25. That can be expected.
Yes, of course. I said that I repeat that in the next quarter also you can find minimum 30% growth over and above whatever we have done last, and this momentum will go till it stabilizes or in and around little more than 1,000.
Fantastic, sir.
And we are also, just to assure you that we are also not stopping there. We are looking beyond.
One more thing I think, Rahul, with Brijit Mukherjee, I'm saying that you would be happy to know that the production in the company has gone up by more than 300% with very marginal investment. So the incremental wagons are giving phenomenal rate of return. I'm sure we'll come to a point when we need to increase our capacity. But as Sudipto has said, that we see very clearly through proper manufacturing process, bringing in technology in manufacturing, we are seeing ourselves to growing at that rapid rate, as Sudipto has said. Well, there will be a point when we have to think of increased capacity if the market remains buoyant.
Sure, sir. So what I understand is that once we cross 1,000 wagons per month of production, that is where you will start doing additional capex. Right now, whatever was happening was with a minimal capex. Is my understanding correct?
Rahul, you are very right, but we are just, I'm interested to put it in other way around, that we thought that we'll definitely need capex to go beyond anything which we are producing in the 1,700-1,800 per quarter this time, but without waiting for the capex, we have been able to do further few engineering. And we are confident of achieving during the course of introduction of that capex to reach to that kind of a growth of 30% or even more. So, which is actually what Mr. Indrajit Mukherjee wanted to mention, that the return on this growth would be much higher. And maybe after putting those capexes, our capacity would be much more beyond 1,000.
Sure, sir. Sir, my next question will be how much ton of production happened from the steel foundry in Q3? If you can give that number which you usually give.
Yeah, so Q3, I mean, we produced around 10,500 metric ton. And in 9 months, the production was around 30,600 metric ton.
30,600.
Okay. And we are also happy to let you know this will also grow in the coming quarters and from the immediate next quarter itself.
Okay. So last question is, can you give the order book breakup? The overall order book breakup.
Yeah, sure, Rahul. So the total order book stands at 8,500 crores plus as of date, of which freight car would be somewhere around 5,750. Infra and green energy would be 1,100. Rail electrification 900. Steel foundry 325. Joint venture and other subsidiaries 425.
What was the last number, JV?
Joint venture and other subsidiaries.
How much was that?
425.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bala Subramaniam from Aryan Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Congratulations for good setup numbers. My first question is regarding like what would be the mix of private and our LV wagons in this quarter, sir?
So we produced around 400 wagons of private and around 1360 of around railway wagons.
Okay, sir. So on the export side, like we have seen a lot of traction from African countries and especially in that US, Australia and African countries. So like what is our export share in this quarter and are we getting any traction in those countries?
Yes, absolutely. And we already have we are supplying, started manufacturing to wagons to supply to this Liberia. And from the next quarter, you will see that the dispatches are on. And at least 3 to 4 more opportunities are of active discussion. And we hope that by the time we finish those by next September, so we will have more in the kitchen. And last quarter, we exported to Cameroon.
Okay, sir. So in this 100 crore capex, specifically, for what and when the capex will be completed? And I have seen that document repayment of debt and working capital, the funds has been utilized to more than 180 crore on each. But on the capex side, it's been not utilized till now.
So I will hand it over to Hemant, but as you have to understand that our fundraising, the whole process was completed in the month of December only, and we are talking in January. So it was not possible for us to exhaust the fund within the short span of time. And the breakup and all this, I think they will explain.
So Bala, over here, yes, you are right, 100 crores of fund was raised through CAPEX, was raised for CAPEX, of which there has been certain commitments already made. However, the outflow of the fund has not happened as of now. As and when the purchase order comes are being matured, the payments will be made. So we are firm on this 100 crores, and this we expect that yes, within this year, this capex of 100 crores would be met.
Got it, sir.
Can I clarify on the export question?
Bala, Mr. Mukherjee wants to clarify on certain export.
Not this question.
On some export queries that you raised. So, Mr. Mukherjee. Yes.
But did you ask, some questions on exports, is that right?
It's the exports regarding US, Australia and African countries, what are the attractions you are getting?
I think very comprehensively Mr. Sugipto Mukherjee, your Managing Director, mentioned to you, but I just would like to add one more point on top of that. I think it's important. This, I don't know whether you are aware, but Texpaco has a joint venture with a wagon manufacturing company from Czech Republic, and that happens to be one of the topmost manufacturers of Europe, and we are building a wagon manufacturing plant under a joint venture with them. One of the purposes of this joint venture is to access the European market. So I expect strong participation of our wagons as well as our wagon components in the European market. So that is going to boost up the export further, and also on farmer footing. So there will be some buyback by them. So I think by 2025, this will start getting reflected, because this is the time required for building up the factory. So I thought I'll just keep this for knowledge of all our investors.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you, sir. So is there any, what's the our capacity utilization range on steel foundry and our vegan plants? And another thing, what are the capacity utilization levels on our steel foundries and that wagons plant? And are we facing any supply chain issues which has happened earlier?
Capacity utilization of the foundry, to come to you that we are in the level of 85% or 90% of that. And of course, we are doing certain more upgradations to increase the upper limits. And in terms of wagon, we still feel that we can do further better from whatever we have in terms of infrastructure available, with again the little engineering into it, putting engineering and I mean arranging it in a different way. So for wagon, I cannot say that what is the percentage, because it is ever growing, and we feel that further capacity of around say at least 40% can be increased from the existing one, which we are of course doing and working upon. And in terms of I mean, this is on a continuous focus that how we can improve further from the existing one, and if required, we will also look beyond. Have I been able to answer you, or you have any point to mention? Hello, Bala, you are there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sir, my next question regarding our supply chain, especially on that wheel set side. Like earlier, if you look at 10 to 12 months back, not only our company, the whole industry is facing the issues for wheel sets. Like right now, what are the scenarios on that wheel set side and the supply chain side?
So Bala, wheel set has improved a lot because the rail wheel factory has increased their production in terms of the requirements of railways are concerned. And for private sector wheels, yes, it gets always imported, and we don't find any dearth of wheel sets at least. On the other component, of course, while we were having the business, I cannot comment what others are doing, but Texmaco had a very strong and focused and a proper planning for backward integration of various items and components, which developed for our own use as well as also for the market. So, I mean, we have been able to manage it in that way. It's not been a struggle for us, and we don't find it an immediate problem for us in the coming days, in the level which we have committed to you.
Thanks. Any plan in future to enter into wheel sets manufacturing, sir? Wheel sets manufacturing and the components.
If an opportunity arises, definitely we'll look into it.
Fine.
But
sir,
at the end of the day, it has to, we have to always keep a focus, as Mr. Mukherjee has emphasized also, that you need to have earn money, and it should not be on a knee-jerk reaction. Many things which sounds very good and is very good for the optics, but we're into the business and we have to mean business. So if it is commensurating the capacity we require and there are abundance, so there is no point to get into a business. I'm not talking specific, I'm talking in general. So if that situation arises, definitely we'll look into it. It's in the letter.
Got it, sir. Got it, sir. Thank you, sir. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question is from Janam Shah from Ventura Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Oh. Am I audible?
Ventura Securities.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Yeah.
Yes, please.
So I had only one question, but it was mainly regarding, as the FM finance minister yesterday said, that 40,000 rail bogies are to be converted to the Vande Bharat standards, and they'll be used for the Vande Bharat trains. So are there any implications or anything that we would be having, or the manufacturing, or anything that could benefit, like the refurbishing, and could help us?
It's a very, very interesting question, and I must compliment you for right on top of it. I think you may have thought before us. So we are interested.
Okay. So we have the bandwidth to just refurbish and probably restructure.
We have been thinking of it even before the budget announcement.
Okay.
To increase our, as again I said, our value addition. So we are in the process, but I think it's too premature to say what we are doing right now. But as an investor, I would like you to say and feel satisfied thinking that this is very much in our strong focus to build our competences to move in this direction.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Farah.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead. Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities, you may go ahead with the question. There seems to be no response from the line of Mr. Mohit Kumar. We'll move to the next question. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from Ankit Babel from Shipkam Ventures. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. A few questions from my side. So your operating margins are still shy of this double-digit mark. Once you reach this 1,000 wagons per month mark, what could be your operating margins?
So, Ankit, we cannot commit or comment on the forward-looking statement, but on a guidance, if you see, while we were on the road, we had given certain guidance to the investor. So whatever we had committed, I think we will be achieving that. So yes, operating margin requires a lot of improvement. We are working on that, and definitely going forward, you will see a much improved number in terms of my operating margin.
So again, you also must have seen some improvement already in this quarter. So I hope that this will continue.
Okay. And sir, 30% growth in wagon production in Q4. Now, I understand it is on the base of Q3, which was 1756. On this base, you are expecting a 30% growth, right?
Yeah, I just indicated a growth, Ankit, for better understanding.
Pardon?
Yes, it is on the last quarter.
Uh-huh. So you are expecting somewhere around...
quarter, I indicated a figure that you can expect.
So around 2250 to 2300 wagons is your target for the current quarter, that is the Q4, approx.
We are planning on that, Ankit.
Okay.
You are right.
Okay. And sir, with repayment of high cost debt, you believe your interest cost will come down by 30-35 crores in FY25, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Ankit.
So the current run rate is around 35 crores on a quarterly basis, which is around 140 crores. So is it fair to assume that your interest cost would be around 100 crores next year, even at a higher top line?
Yeah, it absolutely is. Yes. This reduction of interest cost will definitely help us in improving our bottom line. And the number what we have told, reduction of 30-35 crores, that should definitely happen.
No, I had one more question, and this was that the incremental growth which you would be witnessing in your revenues, the working capital requirements for that would be from internal accruals, or you'll increase your debt? I mean,
so that would be from the internal accruals itself.
Internal accruals, that's right. Okay. And sir, from 1st of April, the demerger of Kalindi would be there, right?
So effective date is 1st of April. However, if you see this BSE, the designated stock exchange, has sent a scheme of along with all the documents to SEBI for its approval. And SEBI generally takes 2 to 3 weeks time for its approval. In the meantime, we have started approaching the lenders also for the NOC. So once we get a clearance from SEBI and the lenders, we approach the NCLT. And we expect that by mid of next financial year, the demerger should happen. But effective date will be 1st of April 2024.
And once the demerger will happen, around how much debt it will take away from the balance sheet?
So that would be around 200.
200 crores debt will go away. Okay. And what would be the top line of Kalindi for this year, this full year?
So we will not be able to comment on the full year. For the quarter ended, for the 9 months we can tell, the green energy was somewhere around 360 crores.
And the profitability?
So they are at a break-even or at a marginal profit. So they are not making money over there.
So basically...
mention about that pending claims.
Kalindi top line is also putting some pressure on your margins on an
Ankit, can you be a bit loud, please?
So this Kalindi rail has a low margins, and that could be one of the reasons why your overall margins are lower. So once this goes away, your margins will go up.
Yeah, actually, I also want to, there's sometimes some things which do not come to our eyes all the time. You would see that the reason why Kalindi's margin has come down is because there are lots of additional work has been done by Kalindi for which we have not been paid. So these are all have got into accumulated to the recoverable claim from the customer. And as you know, the claim process in India is a very sluggish process. So we have a dedicated agency now working with us to recover the claims as quickly as possible under the practical circumstances. So if you would look at these notional claims, the financial numbers will look quite different.
Okay, so my last question is, you did mention that you are targeting 1,000 wagon per month mark, maybe from the Q1 onwards, and you also expect it to accelerate from here also. So based on your order book and the execution timelines, so for next year, what are your plannings as compared, I mean, as far as the production of wagons or the volume of wagon is concerned for the full year? I mean, can it be like 12,000-13,000 wagons or more or what?
So, Ankit, you see, in this year, this quarter, we did around 1,756 wagons.
Yes.
Next year, as we told that, yes, we expect a certain growth, or what the numbers we told will be somewhere between that. And further from that number also, we expect a growth of around 20%, 15% from there. So yes, next year if you see on a collective from 12-month basis, that we will have a much improved number what we have shown in 9 months. So yes, to answer to your question, there would be a substantial jump in terms of revenue.
And possibly then we will taper off with our manufacturing capacity, and then beyond that we have to look at, that is 25-26, we have to look at, depending on the market situation, we have to somewhere assess whether we need to go up on our capacity. Maybe we will have to build looking at the railway budget outlook. So, but our present capacity, I think, will squeeze out the best by next year.
Okay, sorry sir, just one more additional question. What kind of inflows you are expecting in FY25? Order inflows in from the wagon side?
So, I mean, we have been typically holding our stake around 25-30% of the market, and we feel that there will be offtake of wagons of around
how many more tenders are expected?
30,000, 25,000 to 30,000 more tenders should come. So already another 12,000 is on the horizon, other than the 10,000 advanced wagon. And we believe that another 20,000 should come in couple of months. So we will definitely maintain that thing. Other than the private, our focus would be on the private market more, other than the railway continuous. Our shareholding in the railways.
So why I was asking this question was that if you execute some 12,000-13,000 wagons next year, and for a further growth in FY26, you need at least 15,000-16,000 worth of wagons as inflows in this year. So do you have, this year means FY25, so do you have that kind of a visibility?
We have a visibility, but only I would just try to correct you a bit on the other thing. As I said, that we will focus on
private more. And if you see from the order to conversion ratio, it is only a lead time of 6 months on an average. Okay. So I don't, I have around 18 months, I mean around 18 to 19 months order book in this asking, I mean performance rate in which I am performing with the including of the growth. So private wagons will keep on coming in every month or every quarter, and railway when the tender will come, I feel that we will be very comfortable for the coming months.
So sir, I am talking about cumulative, I mean private plus tender based wagons in totality, somewhere around 15,000-16,000 wagons is the added visibility.
Whether we will get 15,000 or 20,000, because if railway comes up with an order of 20,000-30,000, I cannot commit 15,000 wagon order we will get. I say that we will continue to maintain, because it is always a progressive and now it's a long term contract. The last order which we have received of 3,400 wagons also, so that is also over a period of 18 months. So whatever will be progressively coming in, I said that we will definitely eye at maintaining a 25% to 30% stake in the railway tenders. And of course, we'll eye at more to fill up our bucket towards the private customers and exports.
The private market is very buoyant.
We expect with the, the declaration of these corridors by the Honorable Finance Minister, there will be a big boost in the private procurement.
Thank you. The next question is from Ayush Jain, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, I have received my answer. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. We'll move to the next question. Next question is from Mehul Mehta from Nuvama PCG. Please go ahead.
Good morning, team. Thanks for the opportunity. My first question is with regard to capital employed. If I look at, in terms of QOQ, there has been in wagons business, there is almost 4 times increase. And in terms of steel foundry, there is about near double digit, like in 13% growth, despite like in a single digit growth in terms of revenue. So what would have led to this capital employed growth?
Can you please repeat the question again?
Yes. So what I want to know is that if I look at capital employed in segment wise, in terms of wagon business, there has been 4 times increase in capital employed QOQ. So on in quarter 3 FY24 or quarter 2 FY24. And even in steel foundry business, there is double digit, like in 13% increase QOQ in capital employed, despite like in revenue growth being in single digit. So what would have led to this capital employed growth? That is my question.
Mehul, the main capital employed, yes, it has gone in mainly because of the reason that we had paid high cost debt for our heavy engineering steel foundry business. That has led to more and more of our, 300 crores of capital employed. Secondly, if you see in steel foundry also, there has been certain capex that we have done this year, in steel foundry as well as in freight cars. So that has also led to an increase in the segmental assets and the net, this capital employed.
So I think the results of the capital progression which is taking place and giving results out of it, there is a lag.
Apologize to repeat the question, but like, you know, when you are saying repaying of like, you know, debt, despite that there is 4 times increase in capital employed, I'm not getting to understand, like, you know, because when you are repaying, then like, you know, capital employed goes out. So hope my question is clear.
So you see the segmental liabilities, if you see quarter and quarter, my liability was 1200 crores for heavy engineering, which has come to 950 crores. And similarly, you see in my capital, the segmental liability, which was 161 for steel foundry, has come to 111 crores. So this is primarily on account of reduction in my trade payables and reduction in my borrowing cost.
Okay. My second question is with regard to export business, how would it have been like, you know, say for the quarter export and domestic business revenue, like, you know, break up in terms of quarter three and 9 months?
So out of this 10,000, I can tell you the quantum, the figure is not yet ready here. I mean, in terms of the foundry, that is the last quarter, I think that we dispatched around 10,500 metric ton. So out of that, it was 2,500 would be around our export. And in the wagons, I think it was around 25 wagons which were exported in the last quarter to Canada out of 17 56.
Thank you. Next question is from Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, sir. And congratulations on a very good set of numbers. My first question is, sir, you did mention about you are expecting a wagon tender in the next 6 to 12 months. But I understand that there is another tender which 20,000 wagon which is expected to be closed in March. Do you think that the tender is on time and will get closed in this particular quarter, or do you think it will get delayed? And do we have the product? Do we have the capability to participate in this particular tender?
I will come to your last question first, that we have definitely the capability to participate in this tender. We definitely have the capacity to produce further wagons. And I can't speculate on behalf of our esteemed customer that whether it can get delayed or not. But apparently looking on the various procurement requirements which is coming up, I can share my belief that I strongly believe it is as per a long-term plan which Indian Railway has, and it is here to sustain for another 5 to 7 to 8 years minimum with the same consistency if not more. So I do not find any extraordinary reason which I cannot speculate that it can delay the requirement.
Understood, sir. My second question is, of course, we closed a tender in this particular quarter. Why was there under subscription in the last tender? In the sense, of our 20,000 wagon, they only come only they completed only 11,000 wagons.
And so,
how was the competitive intensity in this particular tender?
Yeah. So, Railway is now coming up with all these tenders where they do not go by your historical capacity. What was assessed earlier for a manufacturer. They give you the opportunity to quote that during the, in the given time of the procurement cycle or the delivery period as being stipulated in a contract, they give the manufacturer an option that how much you will be able to deliver. So it is based on those declarations, they could complete that 10,000 plus wagons. And the balance were kept on average, and we expect that it will be clubbed with the tender in the coming very soon. So that was the reason.
So given the fact that we are the same set of people who are participating in the tenders and all this capacity is full, does it mean that the new tender which will come, it will not come for delivery for FY 25 and 26, it will come for FY 27? Because given that I think this tender, the delivery timeline was FY 25 and 26.
It is difficult to speculate. I believe there are enough capacity for the enough wagon building capacity in the country, and I believe that many are working in and around it. It is a matter of choice and a moment, you know. When you did not have a choice, then you go for it. But when you know that there are multiple things coming in, you are also having the opportunity to weigh your strategy, that whether you want to come in or you don't want to come in. So I can give you an example. A few weeks before, there were 1,000 wagon tender, 500, 500.
and which were not a regular type of garden, and the delivery period of that were for 6 months. So
okay.
People who have felt that yes, we can do, they opted for it. People who have felt that we do not want to, they have not opted for it. So it's not a loss in a way. It's a calculative risk every time you get into a contract. So you need to weigh your ways and means.
What you can digest.
What you can digest, whether you are affording to take LD. So we are very clear and focused in our approach that we want to achieve that much where we continue to make our business profitable as committed and even beyond.
Understood, sir. My last question, sir. Out of 560 crore of freight wagon order book, how much is private? And the related question is that how is the inquiry pipeline from the private wagons?
So, Mohit, out of 5725, close to 1100 is for private and the balance is for my Indian Railways. So at the intake of private orders, you see that in the current quarter, we have executed close to 390 wagons that we have executed, and the inflow of orders for private was close to 400. So whatever we are executing for the private, we are getting back those orders by the way of refill. So intake of orders as of date is not at all a challenge.
Understood, sir. Thank you and best wishes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Mohit.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, for the freight wagon order book, so can we give the number of wagons that are yet to be delivered as of December?
So, we have an order book of close to 17,000 wagons, of which 14,500 is for Indian Railways and 2,500 approximately is for private.
So to answer your, maybe the premise if I'm able to, that the order comes on tranches. And so far after closing of the December tranches, we are ahead of the monthly asking rate. And to complete our third tranche of the 20,000 order book, we require around 460 wagons to further deliver of that particular type in the month of February. So which we are quite, in.
Okay, sir, so 17,000 wagons pertains to a 5725 crore of order backlog.
Come again, Vaibhav, didn't get you.
So 17,000 number of wagons is for the pertains to the 5725 crore backlog that we have as of December.
So yeah, we have an order book of 17,000 wagons or 5750 in terms of value. You're absolutely right.
Okay, okay. And sir, secondly, what would be the debt as of December?
So debt as of December is around close to 800.
And which would have reduced to 750 now?
Yeah, in terms of if you say absolutely, yeah, 100%.
Okay, thanks a lot, sir. Those were my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference back to Mr. Parvez Akhtar Qazi from Nuvama Group for closing comments.
We thank all the partners for taking out time to attend the call. Sir, do you have any closing comments to make?
Thank you very much for the questions which came from our investors. Actually, I would take it little differently. I would not say that the questions came for answers. I think these questions also gave us a lot of thoughts for our improvement. So I would like to compliment all those who took the pain of going through or I wouldn't say pain, but who took all the time to go through our financial results and had asked us questions. So I would genuinely take you to be our partners. And we will try in future. We have a very vibrant team in Texmaco. and we would try our best to meet up to your expectations in the future. I would like to thank you for taking part.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Nuvama Group, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.